6 years ago, Cat Wright and a group of local jazz musicians took over the weekly jazz night at Burlington's Radio Beam. Their weekly performances were dubbed Soul Sessions, and they featured covers of classic soul and R&B tunes. And that could have been the whole story.
Walk away from me, see if I can.
A talented group of musicians settles into regular gigs playing other people's tunes, but this group realized they had something more to offer. So Wright and her bandmates began to pen their own tunes and play more and more venues featuring their own originals mixed in with the old classics. Now, Cat Wright and her band, known as the Indomitable Soul Band, are one of Vermont's best-known groups with a devoted following, so it is great news for those devotees that today marks the release of Cat Wright's full-length debut album, By My Side. Tonight, Cat Wright and the Indomitable Soul Band will be celebrating the release with a show at Higher Ground in South Burlington. But first, Cat Wright is joining us right now in our VPR studios to talk about her music and the new album. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here. Good morning.
How does it feel to go from singing soul covers at Radio Bean to recording an album in Brooklyn, New York, and really being one of the most popular bands in the state of Vermont?
It's really cool. We're kind of an unusual band in that, like you said, we didn't get started like as a group of friends who wanted to write songs. It was kind of more random than that. It was like, okay, our unifying factor is soul music, and can we find some people who like to play that? And then the rest kind of happened organically. So the fact that we have evolved to where we are is a little surprising even still, and really wonderful.
This new album is, I called it your debut album because it's a Cat Wright album, which, you know, in one hand, I've been practicing so much saying the word indomitable because I know it's tough to say sometimes.
Yeah.
I read in 7 Days that often, you know, people will say abominable, snow band,
abdominal,
and all these different...
Abdominal, slow band. I mean, we've heard everything. Really.
So I've been practicing that. But this really is, it's a bit of a change for you in that the backing band is the same. But How is this album different?
This album is different, I guess, mostly in that it's really just much more mature. We released an EP in 2013, which we recorded locally, and this is kind of the result of us spending several years really crafting songs and really thinking about them in depth and thinking about longevity and thinking about things like radio play and kind of trimming the fat, if you will, from the music.
Ooh, baby, you're marvelous. Need your touch, or I can't believe this love's for us. I feel just like I could fly. You're marvelous.
Is it fair to say, too, that the production has been ramped up a bit, too, with this new one? Because you did record in Brooklyn, New York, with a really seasoned, well-known producer.
Yeah, that's a huge part of what makes this different, is that we were able to go down to Brooklyn and work with someone who's made, I don't know how many records he's made, but yeah, he's worked with everyone from Tom Waits to Elvis Costello to Norah Jones to Aaron Neville to Lettuce. So it was really huge for us to have somebody who was so seasoned and experienced help us make our songs great.
So many of the tunes on this album are wonderful. There's a song, Come Dance, that really evokes those great classic brassy openings that would mark sort of an old tune that you would hear by the Temptations or the Platters. Did you grow up listening to that kind of music? Is it important for you to keep that sound alive also in the 21st century?
Yeah, I did grow up listening to a lot of that music. You know, listened to a ton of Motown and a lot of classic soul. And it is important to keep kind of that vibe alive, which is, I think, what so many people today appreciate about that music, is the realness and the grittiness and the rawness and the emotion and the imperfection a lot of times too. It's so vastly different than today's popular music. What is like mainstream pop, it's auto-tuned. It's not written by the artist a lot of the time. In general, I think like mainstream music now is just much more manufactured and it's much less real.
I'm so glad you mentioned the emotion, because I think what made some of those songs great is that they felt universal to people. And tunes that you wrote on this album, a song like You Got Problems, with the lyrics, you got problems I can't keep up, sometimes I try to solve them, but it's all too much. I mean, this is stuff people go through. Do you think this is an album that can help mend a broken heart, or, you know, at least make someone going through a rough time feel that they're not alone?
I would hope so. I mean, when I reflect on why I am passionate about music, it's because in my life, I often, this is kind of morbid, but I think about, like, on my deathbed or on my dying day, like, it's a poetic thing to talk about the scenes that flash before your eyes. A lot of times I imagine moments that I was experiencing music, and a lot of times, you know, it's in times of trouble or heartache or stress or sadness or, you know, growth or change, and music has always really been there for me. And so my greatest hope would be that even one song would, you know, change one person's day. So that's definitely the goal. I mean, music is medicine.
You guys have been playing live for so long, which I would have to think helps you in this day and age, because it is so much tougher now for musicians in the 21st century to make a living from their music because mm-hmm. of the ability of free music over the web. And you know the whole story there. Yeah. Were you guys primed a little bit better, you think, for playing live so much, and you're still doing it now?
Yeah, I think so for sure. And I think that was actually an unknown benefit of us starting the group as a cover group and just doing classic soul, is that we kind of learned as a band, like, how to really vibe together and how to play live together. And yeah, I think, as far as I understand it, the only way to make a living as a musician now is to tour.
Moral of the story, go see live music.
Yes.
Please support your favorite local bands
yeah.
when you can.
Yeah.
I hate to make you do this, because it's probably like, you know, saying what your favorite child is or something. Do you have a favorite song on the new album?
That's really hard, of course, to answer. But I think overall, my favorite song is probably By My Side. Showcases everyone in the band and the band as a unit, and also my vocal in a way that I think is really special.
Rainbow color, fall from clear blue sky.
I'll tell you my favorite song on the
yes,
album.
Please.
I absolutely love the tune. It's got kind of like a reggae feel to it, Way With Words.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And it's like almost reggae, but not quite. And I defy anyone that hears the song not to just start swaying.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel like you just want to get up and move. So as your band continues to grow, Kat, you know, you may go other places, you may go on to bigger things, but will Vermont always be a part of who you are, your identity?
Very much so. We love to travel, but more than that, we love coming home. And that's really due to the very unique and beautiful character of the people and the history of Vermont. We were so proud this year to be from here when, you know, Bernie Sanders rose to the national stage and started saying things that actually made some sense, which is unfortunately the anomaly in politics these days. But we love the fact that Vermont has historically been a home for generally wonderful people, and we very much identify with the character of fresh air and good local food and good conversation and freedom and general just acceptance of other people. So we really will always call Vermont home.
Kat Wright and the Indomitable Soul Band are playing tonight at Higher Ground to celebrate the release of Kat Wright's debut album, By My Side. And thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.